to the Hannah Miller Show. And here she is, Hannah Miller.
Outspokenly conservative and unashamedly Christian, this is Hannah Miller, and this is what happened this week. So, what actually happened in the Miller house this week is that by the time you are listening to this, I am just coming in from a kind of impromptu camping trip. And so we have been out in the wilderness and I was not able to gather information to be able to do this podcast. And just to share with you guys a little bit about why that kind of happened, we have a child that was or that is profoundly dyslexic and has really, really struggled with learning to read. And that student has been pushing through level one reading material for the last 4 years, and she was getting very close to finishing it. And so we told her that we wanted to celebrate with her that she was getting very close and had been really making some pretty big strides and seemed to have turned a bit of a corner with her reading. And we wanted to celebrate that with her. And we asked her what she wanted to do to celebrate this reading accomplishment. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we still have a long way to go. And she still has a lot of learning in that area to a lot of progress to make. But we knew that this was a big milestone for her and was really exciting. And we wanted to celebrate it with her, and especially for a child that maybe feels left behind and is recognizing that she's behind where other kids are at who are her age and things like that. So we wanted to take the opportunity to celebrate with her. And she thought about it for a week or two and decided that the best thing that we could do to celebrate with her was to all go on a family camping trip. And so it just kind of happened that 2 weeks later, this last week, was the best opportunity for my husband to be able to do that with his job. So we ended up taking the week to do it. So I wasn't able to warn you guys last week and prepare you for my not being here. I try to give you guys a heads up if I'm not going to be here and not going to be able to produce a normal episode. So anyway, so that's where we've been. That's what we've been up to. We've been out camping as a family with our two dogs and my in-laws. They actually were able to plan to go with us in our last minute adventure. They like to camp too. And they said, you know what? We think we can join you. So they're planning to do that. And so anyway, that's just kind of where we're at. And I know that I haven't talked or really at all about our having a student that's dyslexic. I am by no means an expert, but if you have similar suspicions or if you just have any questions about that, there's so much research out there now. Feel free to reach out and just to contact me. If you have any questions, I would love to answer any that you have or kind of come alongside you a little bit. It's been a very long, difficult journey for us, especially because it was very early in my homeschooling journey. And yes, I was a second generation homeschooler, but I'd never taught somebody to read. So for a while, it just seemed like, oh, maybe this is all me. And, you know, I just kind of thought maybe it's the curriculum. You know, do I spend more money and buy a new curriculum? What do I do? Where do I go? Who do I call to get testing? Like what, you know? And so it was, you know, multiple years of struggling to figure out where do we go? What do we do? What's going on? And, you know, just trying to find answers. And then we've kind of found it. And especially because for her, it manifested a little differently than what you and I think of. When we think of dyslexia, we think of students who flip letters and numbers around, who write backwards, who read backwards, mix up their letters. And it's a very visual thing. Hers manifested phonetically, and that's actually pretty common. And it's one of the reasons I think that dyslexia, some kids don't get appropriately diagnosed, or their parents maybe miss the fact that their child might be struggling with a little bit of dyslexia, because there is a spectrum a little bit with it, as far as, you know, some kids are not they're not as affected by it. It's not as difficult to overcome. And then you have some students who really struggle and they have a very bad, you know, for lack of a better word, case of dyslexia. And so it's very difficult for them to overcome. And that was our student, our child, has a pretty difficult case to overcome. But hers is phonetic, which means that for her, she really struggled with connecting the right sound with the right letter. And so she may know the alphabet, and she may know all the sounds that the letters of the alphabet make, but she could not connect them to the right letter of the alphabet. She couldn't make that, she couldn't bridge that connection for a very long time. And so that was the aspect of it that was hard and continues to be difficult for her to make those connections. Although once she started making those connections and those, basically that bridge started to be built, it has become easier and easier. Of course, we're still pretty early on in our journey with this. So I don't know how, you know, if things are going to become more difficult as we progress for her, or if it's going to become a smoother road for her as we progress. I don't know. I have no idea what that's going to look like. But we just know that we wanted to celebrate this step for her together as a family. And so when she asked to go camping, we said, absolutely. And so anyway, I know this has been 6 minutes of me telling you about my family that you weren't expecting. But anyway, you know, if you have any questions, if you'd like to know a little bit more, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys' flexibility and the fact that I'm just not doing a normal podcast this week. We will be back next week and back with our regular scheduled programming. Thank you so much and hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to The Hannah Miller Show. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. This podcast is produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions. If you'd like to find out more about Hannah or to schedule her for a speaking event, go to her website, thehannahmillershow.com.